You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and it's the 1st of May, and that means it's time for 2MTL 205. I first watched Day of the Moon according to the traditions and customs of my forebears in America, which is to say, I watched it in a noisy living room, having screeched in 2 minutes late because of an emergency grocery trip, while my child and his sleepover buddy were making noise instead of sleeping at the other end of the house, and there were commercial interruptions. So I hope you'll forgive me when I say that I didn't get and didn't really enjoy Day of the Moon the first time around. There was just too much stuff happening. I've talked a lot in the past about modern Doctor Who being made for the box set. This one was made for time shifting. This was made for watching in a perfect prison so that you will not be interrupted, you can focus completely, and so you can get the episode. I didn't say get it better, I said get the episode. One of the nastiest arguments that I've seen over TV shows in the past has been the, I couldn't follow it. Well, I guess that means that you're just not smart enough to get it. I detest that kind of argument. What I will say is that I prefer clearer, linear narrative storytelling that reveals more stuff on rewatching. Timey-wimey plot paradoxes, yes. But the bits need to be better connected, with more than just a single line of dialogue to explain them. I did love bits. I love seeing River Song act like River Tam towards the end as she takes out the silence. Arthur Darvill and Karen Gillan are really knocking it out of the park right now. Matt Smith was perfect. I loved the scene inside the perfect prison as the ruse was revealed. They get out of the body bags and the doctor slumps against the invisible TARDIS. This is executed perfectly, but I am desperate for a couple of standalone stories right now that will still have bits of the season arc in there, but may be more purely watchable. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord, podcast number 205. You can leave a comment, leave feedback, leave rebuttals at either twominutetimelord.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord or on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon.